We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, and afterwards at...
How are you feeling?
Terrible. Oh, my guts is going around something rotten. Have you got your flask with you?
In church? Of course not.
Oh, God.
It's your own fault. I've no sympathy with you. Getting married at your age, it's ridiculous. It won't work.
I don't start that all over again. It's too late. You've been trying to break it up for 3 months as it is.
I have not.
Yes, you have. Shh. Well, it won't work. We're getting married whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I'll give it 6 months. Young girl like that married to a... How old are you? You'll be 50 when she's 30.
Oh, be quiet. Don't you ever give up. Don't you ever admit defeat. I've got to hand it to you, I have, really. Here we are, in church, 5 minutes ago, and you're still battling away. I would have thought asking you to be the best man would have shut you up. Have you got the ring?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Where is it?
Here it is, in the handkerchief.
Take it out of that thing. That has got to go on her finger. Now, put it in your coat pocket and don't lose it.
Hasn't changed much, has it?
What hasn't?
This place. I haven't been here since I put your mother away.
That's a nice thing to say on my wedding day.
Dismal as ever. Worst church in the parish, this is.
It suits me.
What a miserable place to get married in.
Well, I was going to make it Westminster Abbey, but I couldn't get the Archbishop of Canterbury, so I lost interest.
I don't know why you didn't go to a registry office, save your money, give yourself a start in life. All this posh, la-di-da stuff. I mean, well, look at us. Top hat and tails. We look like a couple of puffy penguins.
Shh. Now, listen, we've had all this up before. Melanie wanted a white wedding.
White wedding? Well, that's starting out with a lie to begin with.
What do you mean by that?
It's a family. Toffee-nosed, lot of stuck-up. Oh, swipe me, we must have a white wedding for Harold and our Melanie. Look at them, sat over there. They're not mixing with our lot, are they?
Well, they're not supposed to. Not till after.
Civil servant, her old man said he was. A fitter in the gas board. Oh, you're making a big mistake getting mixed up with that lot.
Look, you. Melanie and I have agreed to every condition you have made so far. We're going to live with you. I'm staying in the business. We've agreed to lumber ourselves with you until the day half a dozen blokes carry you in here on their shoulders. Which may very well be in the next service if you don't shut up.
What have I said? I've said it. What have I said? Oh, that's nuts, isn't it? I'm only thinking of you, son. I just don't like to see you throw yourself away like this.
Throw myself away? Listen, Dad, I'm not Sean Connery, I'm Harold Steptoe. A rag and bone man. I'm very lucky to get her. I love her, Dad. This should be the happiest day of my life. And it would be if it wasn't for you sitting here pouring out your satanic little faults. Evil, that's what you are, evil. All you need is a little pair of horns and you'd be set. They'll have to reconsecrate this place when you've gone.
Oh, well, I've tried to help you. If you won't listen to me, it's your lookout. She's late, isn't she? I'll bet she don't turn up.
Mr. Steptoe?
Yes, Vicar?
The bride has just arrived.
See? Up you for a start.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, no. Talk to my father.
If you and your best man would care to take your places.
Oh, well. Here we go. Into the valley of death. You want a blindfold?
Thank you.
she comes. Blimey, look at her go. She can't wait to get up here. She goes much faster. She left a record.
Would the bride and groom please step forward? Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here on the side of God, led and blessed this congregation, to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honourable estate. Instituted of God in the time of man's innocency, signifying unto us the mystical union that is betwixt Christ and his church, into his holy estate these two persons come not to be joined, therefore. If any man can show any just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace.
Well, I think
you dare.
Harold Albert Kitchener, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor her, and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto her so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
Melanie Jane, wilt thou have this man to thy wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou obey and serve him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep him unto you so long as ye both shall live?
No.
Who giveth this woman to be married to this man?
Hang on. She said no.
Did she really? I wasn't listening. Melanie, you were supposed to say I will, my dear.
Well, I won't. I can't marry him. I'm sorry, Harold.
Well, this is most unusual.
What have you said to her, then?
Nothing.
Melanie, my little baby, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, Mother. I just can't do it. I'm changed my mind.
Oh, there.
Don't have to marry him if you don't want to.
Look, Melanie, please, darling, don't cry. People are looking.
You leave her alone.
Well, can we just have 5 minutes in the vestry? She's nervous, that's all. We'll soon sort it out. Come on, love.
Take your hands off her. Haven't you done enough? She doesn't want to marry you. I knew it was a mistake right from the beginning.
I knew you did. You poisoned her mind against me since I met her.
All I was thinking of was my daughter's happiness, and she wouldn't have got any with you.
What's wrong with me?
Well, just look at yourself. I mean, what you are, a common street trader. I have plans for my daughter.
Oi, Missy, keep out of it, sir. I'm not standing by listening to old Mother Gin Guts here in South
Africa. Please, Arnold! Arnold, did you hear what she called me?
Yes, dear.
Yeah, well, don't just stand there. Do something about it.
Yes, come on. Oh. Have a try. Come on. I'll have him over that choir rose as soon as look at him.
Dearly beloved, please, I beg of you.
Well, really.
Be quiet, everybody. I've changed my mind. That's all. There's no need to carry on like this. It's horrible.
Now look, Melanie. It's just occasionally. Look, it's enough to make anybody go up the wall. Look, let's get married in the registry office. Just the two of us, eh? No, sir.
She's not going to marry you now or any time.
Why don't you shut your cake up? Anybody ain't marrying anybody. It's my son ain't marrying that great grizzly cart all to you.
Well, now you're showing yourself up what you really are. Common, ignorant, low-class gutter snipes.
Low-class? Anybody think you was the Duchess of Hackney Wick the way you are? Honestly, you take the number off your gatepost, put a name on it, and you think you're the upper class.
Oh, will you all be quiet? Leave it to me and Melanie, where's she gone? Come on, Melanie.
Let her go. You're better off now, it's a bit.
My little darling, where is she?
Melanie! It's nice to be home again. That's right, son. You sit down and take it easy. You've had a nasty shock.
Leave me alone, Dad.
Yeah, you'll soon get over it. What we both need is a good stiff drink. There you are. Get that down, yeah.
Give me the bottle.
No, don't start that. That won't do you any good.
Give me the bottle.
All right, sir.
Why, Dad? Why did she do it?
I don't know. Now, I wouldn't worry about it. You're better off out of it. I never reckoned her at all, anyway. Nothing to write home about. Rotten legs she had.
She's a lovely girl.
Yeah, of course. Lovely, lovely girl. Still, you're better off out of it. You never know how they're going to turn out. They always show their best side beforehand. How happy they're going to make it. It's all going to be a bed of roses. The sun shines out your ear holes. That's happy state of affairs lasts till about 5:30 on the wedding day, and then it's, you've had enough to drink. Stop looking at the bridesmaids. I don't like your friends. They're a bad influence on you. Oh, I've seen it all before. You've had a lucky escape. You look back on this day and be thankful. Good-looking lad like you, you don't want to get married. You're still a puller. Oh, blimey, the day you're hard up for a bit of the other, we might as well all go on.
I don't think I'll ever forgive her, Dad. Why did she have to wait till we were in the church? I've never been so humiliated in my life. Right up to the altar we were. I'd already said our will. It wouldn't have been so bad if she hadn't turned up. But to turn up and turn it in. I'll punch her rotten head in if I see her again.
Hey, that's the spirit. That's my boy. No woman's worth it. Why should you keep another man's daughter? We're all right together. We don't need no outsiders.
She humiliated me. I was about laughing stock. You had to get us round.
Local junk man jilted.
You know what it's like round here. And the drums is beating already, you bet. Everybody will know about it. I won't be able to set a foot outside the yard. They'll all be pointing at me and sniggering. She insulted me. I'll never live it down. Harold Steptoe turned down by a taggy old bird. We'll have to move. I can't stay here. I'm not going to be the object of ridicule. We should never set eyes on her. A rotten, callous little chap.
Someone at the door.
It's Melanie. I'm coming.
Has Mr. Harold stepped out?
Yes?
Telegram.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Something's happened to her.
What's happened? What is it?
It's a telegram. Something's happened to her. I've been thinking about myself all this time. And she might be lying in the hospital somewhere, calling for me. Do you think she's gone and done something silly?
Oh, go on. Open it and see.
I can't. You open it, Dad. Oh? What does it say?
Sorry we can't be with you. May your union last as long and be as fruitful as ours. From Auntie May and Uncle Jack.
Oh, cool.
Any reply?
No, thank you.
Well, that was very nice of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's a very kind thought.
I mean, seeing as how we haven't seen them for a long time, it was kind of them to remember ye.
Yeah. Oh, well, I suppose I'd better go and get out of this ridiculous outfit. Top hat and tails. I look the right Burke, don't I?
No, I think you look very elegant.
You better take yours off as well, Dad, before you spill something on it. You have to pay an extra pound if it has to be cleaned.
I'll take them back.
I'll take them back, I said.
No, it's no bother. I'll take them back. Don't you worry about them.
Look, I'm not a child. I've been jilted. I've not had my brain removed. I'm perfectly capable of taking them back.
Yeah, all right, son. Anything you say.
I'm going to have another drink. Help yourself to one if you want it. That's funny, isn't it? Well, I mean, he reads about this sort of thing in the papers and you kill yourself laughing. You never think it's going to happen to you. I'll never trust another woman as long as I live.
Look, Harold, don't keep brooding about it. Try to forget all about it.
If you don't like it, you can clear off out of it and leave me alone.
Sorry.
You all did your best to stop it. You, her mother, her brothers. Perhaps you're all satisfied.
That's not true, Harold. Anything I said or did was for your own good. I didn't want to see you unhappy, Harold. You're the only one I've got.
Yeah. You're the only one I've got. Pathetic, ain't it? Look at us, growing old together. They could make a film about us. Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Who do you want to be, John Crawford or Bette Davis?
Now, don't get bitter, Harold. It's not the end of the world. You're a young man. You've got your whole life in front of you. It's this place. It's depressing. Let's go out. Show everybody we don't care. Worst thing to do is to sit here and brood. Let's go up west, you and me. You can pick up a bird and take it out on her. It'll get it off your chest. You'll feel much better.
Oh, ain't you horrible? An animal you are, ain't you?
No, it's the law of nature. It's like eating an apple in the dark. If the first bite's sour, turn it round and have a nibble somewhere else.
And whose philosophical gem was that, then? Aristotle or Schopenhauer?
Mine, mate. And it's always worked for me. And I've got through a few apples in my time, I can tell you.
Get away from me, you horrible little thing. Go on, get away.
Oh, I'm only trying to help.
Well, don't. Just won't be left alone.
It's the front door again.
I know it's the front door.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, shall I open it?
You may open it, but don't let anyone in. I don't want to see anybody. Is that clear? So I'm incommunicado. Yeah. All right.
Ah. Communicado. What country's that in case they ask?
It's not a place. It's a state of being when you don't want to see anybody, and I don't.
All right. Leave it to me.
Yeah, who's on? Who waits in at the church? Oh, God.
Hey, Harold, look who it is. It's Auntie Ethel and Uncle Ted.
Oh, Dad, I thought I told
you. Oh, you poor boy. Oh, what a terrible thing to happen, Harold. You should have your mother here on a day like this. Only a mother understands.
Don't worry, Auntie Ethel, I'll be all right.
Well, if she ever sets foot in Cairo Road, she'll get a mouthful. From one end of the street to the other. Look, Harold, if you'd like to come and stay with us for a few days, you know you're welcome.
I'll be all right, Auntie Ethel, thank you.
Be no trouble, will it, Ted?
Oh, no.
I mean, we don't want to stay here with old Faceache at a time like this. Put the mockers on anybody.
What did you call me?
Dad, the door.
I'll sort you out in a minute.
No, Harold, dear, come to your auntie.
No. Have a drink while you're here, Auntie Ethel.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't, not under the circumstances. We only come to pay our respects. We don't want to impose ourselves in your hour of trial. All right, I'll have a small gin.
Yeah, no.
Ted will have a brown ale.
Oh.
Harold, it's Auntie May.
I knew it, and I'm not surprised. I said it the tongue, didn't I say, Ethel? Yes. And the last night at the Skinner's Arms, didn't I say to you, I'll be very surprised at that last.
You did, yeah.
I knew she wasn't any good. Mm. I don't want to misjudge the girl, but I knew she was a wrong in the moment I saw her. I was right about George and Margaret. I said that wouldn't last, but nobody takes any notice of me. No. All I say is I think I've got a vicious tongue. Mm. Oh, Harold, you poor boy, I can't tell you how sorry we are.
Thank you, Auntie May. You are very, very kind.
I just thought that we'd let you know how sad we all are, and you'll be very welcome to come and stay with us and get away from old misery guts for a few days. We can always put you up in the spare room.
I've already asked him.
Oh, yes, but we've got more room at our place. He'll have a room to himself at our place. He can stay in there all day without anybody interfering with him.
No, we wouldn't interfere with him at our place.
No, but you'd be on top of him, wouldn't you? All I'm suggesting is
that your place is bigger than our place.
You've never forgiven me for moving away from Cairo Road, have you, Ethel?
You left me with Mother, didn't you?
We had no choice. When Herbert became an inspector, we had to move nearer the garage.
Oh, yes, of course you did.
Auntie Ethel, please. Oh, it's very kind of you both, but I'd rather stop here with Dad. I'll be all right. Now, have a drink and don't start a family history, for God's sake.
Yes, for God's sake. Yes,
oh, God, here they come, the old perishing family.
Where is he? Harold, my boy? Words fail me. I just don't know what to say.
Thank you, Uncle Arthur.
Still, I felt you up there, my boy. I really did. I could have died when she ran out on you. I thought to myself, He must feel a right burk up there.
Yes, I did. Thank you all.
A terrible tragedy for the old Steptoe family.
Yes. You
haven't heard from her, then?
No, I haven't.
I'll be down to either.
What happens if she turns up again?
She gets a kick up the backside if I'm anywhere around.
Is there no chance of a reconciliation?
No, not again. I could never trust her again, Uncle Arthur.
No. So it's definitely all, then?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Yes. Well, then, what will you be doing with a mixer, then?
Hey?
The what?
The mixer. The kitchen mixer, the electric one. The wedding present what me and your Auntie Deborah gave you. You did have a look at it, didn't you?
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, it was lovely. Yes, thank you very much. It was just what we wanted.
Well, you did. I mean, it's not much use to you now, is it?
No, of course not. I haven't thought about it. What with all that's happened, I mean, my life being ruined and all that.
Oh, no, of course not. But as we're here, I don't want you to think that's why we dropped in. It's just that, we won't be seeing you for a long time, I suppose, and,
Are you asking for it back?
Oh, no, Albert, no. We was just wondering, you know, I mean, we haven't got one, and 30 quid's 30 quid. And, supposing he gets another bird, he'll expect something else, won't he? I mean, you know.
Yeah, come to mention it, we was wondering about the sheets and pillowcases. Because what with our Elaine getting engaged and that, I mean, if they're not going to be used, I mean, there's no point in wasting them. I mean, we've got to be practical about this, don't we? I'm very sorry for the boy and all that, but...
I wasn't too hard to hang on to them. I mean, I've only got back from the church quarter of an hour. I would have got round to it, you know. It's just I'm a bit sort of shell-shocked.
The fish knives and forks are ours, Harold. And the wooden salad bowls.
Yeah, and the stainless steel gherkin and peanut bowls. They're from Jim and Edie.
Yes, well, I can take those when I drop in to give them the news.
Oh, you can.
I've been on for birds. Is there a toaster there, Bert?
I can't see it. Who's this electric blinking?
Over here, Bert.
Coffee spoons.
They're ours. Some coffee.
Yeah, they're our tea towels. We give him them.
You didn't. We gave them to him.
We gave him the tea towels.
You shouldn't give him these tea towels. He's an oldish idiot. He must have given him those ones over there, those cheap ones.
What?
They're about your mark.
We did not give him cheap ones.
Well, you're not having these.
But where's ours then? Where's our tea towels? They ain't here. Harold, where's our tea towels?
I don't know, Frida, but they should be there. All the presents are there.
Well, they're not here.
Well, I don't know. I can't remember seeing them.
Well, they ought to be on display with all the rest of the presents. Yes. Perhaps you thought they weren't good enough.
No, it wasn't that for Frida. Dad, have you seen Frida's tea towels?
Wait a minute. Red and yellow check.
That's right.
Yeah, we did the wiping up with them.
Nice, yes. Using the presents before you get married. Very nice, yes. That's that then. I won't be able to take them back to the shop, will I? And while we're about it, I am your mother's sister, and yet I was put into the fourth car. And I was put at the back of the church. And there were other people who aren't even in the family, mark you, who got the...
Oh, but Lord, sake, Frida, give your ears a chance.
I realise we were lucky to be invited at all.
Yeah.
And if he had got married, that would have been the last we'd have seen him in. And I haven't been offered a drink yet.
Shut up!
A lot of you.
I have never seen such a mean, callous, hateful, selfish load of unsympathetic bastards in all my life.
Shut up!
My life lays about me. I'm shattered beyond repair. And all you're worried about is your rotten, stinking presence. Will you both up? I don't want you or your presence in my house 1 minute longer.
Right.
So you can sort them out outside in the yard. Dad, go open the window.
Right.
One steam iron.
That's ours.
Right. Go outside and get it then. One coffee pot.
That's mine.
Right.
One drink bowl.
One tea serving.
They've gone crazy. Come on outside. Try and catch them before they
land. Yes.
Everybody out!
Right, you all out there?
Yeah.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, flying ducks. One vase.
Stand away from the window, Dad. Stand away.
All right.
And the last one.
No, don't. That's our dinner service.
That's the lot. Clear off.
And good riddance to the lot of them. We won't see them again until somebody dies.
I enjoyed that.
Well, that's that. So much for a wedding, Stux. That's the nearest I've ever gotten. That's the nearest I'm ever likely to go again.
Ah, this would be like Dunkirk. Black at the time, but hailed as a miraculous delivery in years to come.
We shall see.
I can't. Oh,
I've just remembered.
What?
I forgot to cancel the honeymoon suite of the hotel.
Oh, dear. Well, it's a bit late now. You won't get your money back. There's no point in wasting it. Here, why don't you give Dolly Clackett a ring?
Dolly Clackett?
Well, the manager won't know, will he? Chuck some confetti over her and you'll be well away.
No, thank you. I don't think I'll bother. I couldn't. I'm not in the mood.
Give me half a chance.
No, I shall just ring up and tell them we're not coming. On the other end. Dad.
What?
Do you fancy a couple of days at the seaside?
Me? What do you mean?
Well, why not? I mean, it's all paid for. Oh, go get your things packed. I mean, you better wash.
Yeah, all over.
It's a shame to waste it, isn't it?
All right, then.
There's just one thing, Dad.
What?
Please, don't start snoring on my wedding night.
No.
And, Dad?
Yes?
Don't be next to me when I wake up first thing in the morning, neither.
You have been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Pat Coombs and Patricia Hayes. Also featured were Margot Boyd, Sheila Grant, Catherine Parr, Edward Kelsey, and Martin Friend. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Bobby J.